From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Severe damage from a polar vortex that hit British Columbia in January was a hot topic at the recent British Columbia Fruit Grower Convention. Creston Valley grower Frank Wolka says it was the most extensive midwinter bud kill he's ever seen.
It was more or less what you would call a perfect storm. The most extensive freeze damage I've ever experienced in my life. Every one of those samples showed 100% bud kill, and that was on peaches, on apricots, on cherries.
Peter Simonson, president of the BC Fruit Growers Association, says an emergency government insurance program is in place, but the extensive tree and vine damage will force many growers to replant and start from scratch.
We're kind of almost beyond the point of no return. There is an emergency program called Agri Recovery. It was used during the Fraser Valley flood. It'll allow growers to hopefully do some replanting and compensate for some of the losses.
Remy Cardinal, owner of the Redbird Winery in the Okanagan Valley, says there will be no grapes for wine.
It's a full year of no winemaking. We still have all the infrastructure, the staff to pay, but we don't have this revenue for next year. This is the year to buy local. Don't go to the big chain, buy local, buy from the growers, from the farmers.
Temperatures across the southern BC interior dipped to nearly 25 degrees below zero between January 11th and 13th.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.